From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers, intensifying fears of a repeat of the prisoner abuse that followed similar protests in 2009. It's thought to be the first death of a protester in custody as a result of the current wave of protests that have swept the country. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday all officials can be criticized, and protesters in Iran are upset about more than economic issues. He called for the lifting of bans on social media. The authorities did lift the Instagram ban on Sunday, but Telegram remains blocked. An Iranian oil tanker that caught fire after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship Saturday off China's east coast is now at risk of exploding and sinking, according to Chinese state media. The tanker's crew of 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis has been missing since the collision late Saturday. However, news agencies are reporting that one body was found on board Monday morning. As many as 64 migrants are feared dead after rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers boat sinking off the coast of Libya. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 86 of the nearly 150 people traveling on the boat through the Mediterranean on Saturday. Eight bodies, all women, have been recovered so far. This is VOA News. There have been diverse reactions in Cameroon following the arrests in Nigeria of nine separatist leaders who declared the independence of the English-speaking regions of the Central African state and gave it the name Ambazonia. For VOA, correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from southwestern Cameroon.
Hundreds of children at the bilingual high school in Moliko have defied calls to stay at home and have returned to school for the start of the second term of Cameroon's school year. Among them is 16-year-old Glory Mbui, who says her father forced her to come to school in spite of threats from the armed separatists.
I'm afraid because they're having supporters that might continue the disorder in the country. I'm equally afraid because I'm armed to change so that I might equally continue the killing of people in the country.
The call for all children to stay at home was reiterated by the separatists after Ayuk Julius, the man they called the president of the independent state of Ambazonia, was arrested alongside eight members of his interim government in Abuja, Nigeria on Friday. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Boya, Cameroon.
A new report has documented an alarming increase in the Islamic State footprint in Pakistan, saying it adds to the challenges facing the country's decade-long campaign against terrorism and religious extremism. The annual report is published by the independent Pakistan Institute for Peace Studies. It registered 370 terrorist attacks across Pakistan in 2017 in raids that killed 815 people and injured more than 1,700. Egypt says it will hold its presidential elections between March and 26th and 28th this year, the announcement from the Election Commission on Monday. First round results will be announced on April 2nd, and a runoff election will take place April 24th through the 26th, if needed. And the U.S. is expected to announce it is ending a 17-year temporary residency status for more than 200,000 Salvadorans, leaving them vulnerable to deportation in 18 months if they cannot find a way to secure legal residency in the U.S. The Trump administration has taken a harder line on immigration than previous administrations have. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.